Yud Sivan Siman Kuf Mem Gimel Halacha Yud Tol Halacha Yud Zayin. We're discussing the laws of Kibud Avim. As we said, there's so many things that are Halacha L'maisa. Today we're holding by what happens if a person sees that his father or his mother transgress something against the Torah. So one's not allowed to say, "Oh, you just did what the Torah said you're not allowed to do." Yov and Isser. There's all these different expressions. So Chas Hashem is one allowed to do so. Rather, a person has to do it in the most respectful and indirect way, with the intent that the father or the mother get the message in the most respectful way, not embarrassed. So one of the ways the Kitzur says, just based on the Gemara, is, does it say like this in the Torah? That's one indirect way of saying. So now if the person's really not getting it, and the father or the mother's not getting it, or especially in a situation where a parent, the child knows that the parent really wants to be corrected, and otherwise it can be more embarrassed in public, and of course, at some point, you have to really be explicit. So this way, they get the, and this is actually based on, similar to what we learned before, if a parent is sleeping, but you know that they're going to be upset if you didn't wake them up. So the halacha is that you do. Another example is where a person is the reverse. A father's telling his son, or a mother's telling his son, to go against the Torah. Now this includes whether it's a positive command or the negative command, even a mitzvah derabbanan. A child is not obligated to listen to his parents. And the reason why is because it says, Isha v'vimotiro, and then it says, Ishav seses tishmor, and Yashem keep my Shabbos. And Chazal teach us, that the smichus, the juxtaposition of listening to Hashem, keeping my the Shabbos, because I'm Hashem, your God, teaches us that when the parent is telling his child to do something that Hashem doesn't agree with, the child absolutely does not have to listen to his parent. And this extends to, like we said, both biblical and even rabbinical. And not only that, even things that are minhagim. But it's kedai in the Piskei Teshuva, as he goes through many different levels. There are certain things that are minhag with a very strong root. There are things that are not strong rooted. An example, and this is actually a classic, a child decides, you know, a boy decides he wants to grow his pace longer than, let's say, what the parents like. This is actually an example that Chuvah Sanhagas discusses in another poskim, and the halacha is that really he should not do so. Also, if a child decides, if a father can't tell his child not to do a mitzvah, but let's say the child decides he wants to run an organization or be a collector for tzedakah for people, the father, the parent, or the mother can actually say, "I don't want you to do it," and the child has to listen. So that's why these are very intricate, and the distinction sometimes can be very dachistic, meaning very small. And therefore, you have to ask a shayla before you just not listen to your parents, because that could be a very serious offense. Also, another example the kids give is, let's say, a father's with a fight with someone else and not doing it for the right reasons. Let's say he hates that person. To tell his child to not speak to that person, that is also because you're not allowed to tell anyone to hate another Jew. Unless it's clear that the father, let's say, was hurt by this person, and the father's entitled to hate this person, until the person rectifies what he did. And in such a case, it's actually an obligation on the child to also hate the perpetrator because of the fact of Kibud Av Va'em. So also an interesting distinction. It's actually a truth from the Milchas Halacha. What happens if a child wants to go learn in a certain yeshiva, and he feels that yeshiva is going to be better? The halacha is, and this we learn from Yaakov Avinu, the Yaakov Avinu got punished for the 22 years that he was in Shem Ve'Evel, the 14 years that he was in Shem Ve'Evel, right, based on the calculation that there's missing 14 years. So even though the 22 years that he was away from home, he got punished, but the 14 years that he stopped in Shem Ve'Evel, that he never got punished. And we learn from here that learning Torah overrides Kibud Av Va'em, but that's not true if a person's learning and the father needs something to be done and there's no one else to do so. In such a case, it's called the Mitzvah Iveres, and of course a person has to go and do what the parent wants. The obligation of Kibud Av Va'em is both on the man or a woman. There's no distinction. The only distinction is when a woman is married, because she has a certain, what's called a shibud, she has obligations to her husband, and that comes first. However, if the husband, for example, is mochel, he's not makbid, he's okay with his wife doing whatever needs to be done for her parents, or in a situation where actually the husband's not around, or some actually poskim that even in the parents, meaning when the mother, the wife's in her parents' home, and so then she could do things for her parents. And we're not even talking now, we're not talking about going against, meaning what's called the laws of Mora, which is, for example, contradicting sitting in a parent's seat. That you're not allowed to anyway. Talking about where it's taking care of the parent, and that's going to be at the expense of not taking care of the husband, that's where the husband comes first. And it's based on the commitment that the wife has to the husband. Anyone that belittles a father or mother, even if it's just with words or indications, meaning with even if one's eyes, you know, making it seem like the parents are not normal, etc., and doing it for not the right reasons, chas v'shalom, they are included in the Aru Maklav. It's part of being cursing one's parents, and the person therefore has to be so careful. What happens if a father has a thorn, like a splinter, that needs to be taken out by a mother? So the interesting halacha here, a child has to be very careful doing anything that's going to cause bleeding to one's parent, because there's an issa chabur, which usually if it's done purposely, it's an issa chenek, you would be choked to death if the basin was around. We have the basin mikdash. Now, if a child is a doctor, someone just asked me this question, he's a dentist, meaning his child was a dentist, and he wanted his child to do a routine clean. Now, in truth, if it's no blood, usually it shouldn't be a problem, but still the best to use someone else, unless, and here's a very important distinction, which is our Chashulchan discusses, if the child is a better, meaning the father depends on the child and thinks the child will do a better job, or it's difficult to find someone else, or it's expensive to get someone else, then the halacha is that a child could do that job, even if it's caused bleeding, for example, let's say giving a shots, you know, whatever it's COVID shots or whatever the situation may be. But it was interesting is that a person should echatchila ask the father to be moicha. He should explicitly say that I'm moicha if you do any chabura. What happens, and this we actually started discussing, unfortunate, the worst is when an unfortunate situation where the father or the mother, whether they have Alzheimer or they become nuts, they're crazy. Now again, many children might be quick to claim that their parents are crazy, but that's not what we're talking about. We're confirmed craziness. And therefore, at this point, it's very difficult to take care of one's parents. So a person should do the best they can until Hashem has compassion, as the Kitzur says. But if they see that they can't do so, they're allowed to leave them. Now, leaving them doesn't mean that they're leaving them. It means they find someone else to take care of them. And that's the reason why they'd be, it would be permissible to give them to an organization, etc., nursing homes, and the like, especially when the child knows that it's only going to cause terrible resentment and they can't hold by the ability that they're taking care of them. And lastly, the halacha is that the parent itself has a responsibility not to make it too difficult, to create a yoke upon the children and to be so careful with their honor, because if a parent is going to learn these halachas and say, kids, this is all you have to do for me, chas v'shalom, it'll be a stumbling block for the children. Rather, it's best for the parent, from his perspective, to be forgiving, and the rule is that of av or mother, that's meichel kvodem, kvodem is machul. So therefore, it's definitely a good thing to practice. So although yes, we want our kids to teach, to do the halacha properly and to learn respect and reverence, but at the same time, to be too makbid is unhealthy. So therefore, it should be a healthy balance. Have a beautiful day.